He's gaining on us, on me. The sharp ha ha of his pant so near I can almost feel his breath on my neck. Hurry up, girl. Kiki looks back, caught between moving ahead and staying behind for me. She zigzags and I follow. My foot splats into an overripe guava and my flip-flop sole skids in the slick. I barely regain my balance in time to duck under a low branch in our way. Now he's almost beside me. My legs are on fire and I can't push any harder. Kiki reaches back and her fingers graze mine. I hurl myself forward, and as we lock hands, she yanks me between tree trunks and over old leaves. I can't think, only push, as together, our legs fly. Kiki pushes a branch aside too fast for me to avoid, and it whacks me in the face. I feel an odd lightness as my glasses fly off and the world blurs. We spill into the yard and up ahead. The blue truck puffs exhaust as it idles under the hog plum tree. Faith and Eve are already in the back. Toons waves Kiki and me in as we scramble up, just as the guy rounds the end of the path. Let's go! Let's go! Toons yells. The truck speeds away, like Pinder Street is longer than 8 houses on each side of the narrow road. At the intersection, the truck veers right and we bump into each other. Then it accelerates again, and the wind muffles all sound. The only things clear to me are the rise and fall of Kiki's breath as we lean into each other and the tickle of Toons' leg as it grazes mine. Eventually, we drop to a steady cruise. Faith says, "That was close, boy." She keeps doing something with her hair, fiddling, pushing it back, and turning her head toward Toons. Eve hums low. Her soprano notes vibrate my insides. Kiki leans closer and whispers, "What you think that was about? You heard anything about the beach?" Her forehead is furrowed with concern. I hesitate, wondering if there's a way to brave the truth that will soothe her. But she's already moved on to her next question. "Where are your glasses?" "They got knocked off," I say. "Victim to the chase. We'll go back." The truck slows, then turns around in the middle of the street. My mother would not approve. Not of a 3-point turn on a curve. Not of riding in the back of a truck. Not of being in a car with Angel and her boyfriend. Definitely not of the flutter in my chest and the dampness on my palms when I think about how close Toons is to me. Toons shifts slightly, and now his whole leg presses against mine. Then he leans forward, snatching whatever Faith has been fiddling with on her head, and bats her away as she tries to wrestle it from his grasp. I squint as he settles the thing on his face. Shades. My skin is cool now, where we touched. Kiki elbows me gently, then lifts her chin, eyes on Faith and her brother. "What?" "Hey, Toons," Kiki calls. "How's Paulette? Your girlfriend?" I can't make out their expressions, and before he can answer, we speed up again, and wind roars in our ears. We loop back onto Pinder Street, and Faith wraps her knuckles on the glass to the truck's cab. Sammy stops the truck, and Faith climbs down easy, her legs slim and muscled in shorts I'd never be allowed to wear. Eve jumps out after her, and we glide to the end of the road. Angel leans out of the passenger window as we pull into the yard. "Y'all come out. We got a run to make." "Drop me off by the mall." Toon stretches out in the space vacated by Eve and Faith. Kiki climbs out like a gecko, easy, sideways and lithe. Angel beckons Kiki over to the passenger side window. As Kiki leans in, she raises a shoulder to rub her cheek, and the motion makes me think of a heron preening itself. Effortless and smooth. "Davinia!" My mother's voice rings out from across the yard. "You in trouble?" Toon sings out low. Kiki looks over at me. We don't trade words. We don't need to. Her eyes tell me everything I already know. She's got me.